very happy to introduce the next talk. So Benjamin, talking about race conditions and free parking. So over to you, take it away. Thanks.
So this talk is about race conditions, transactions, and lack thereof, and therefore free parking. I'm Benjamin. Disclaimer, I'm currently employed by the Ministry of Interior. However, the opinions expressed in this talk are solely my own and do not reflect opinions or beliefs of my employer, the Ministry of Interior. My employer did not pay for this travel, stay, or time here today. These are my days off. Yeah, that was for the legal disclaimer. This is my internal profile at the government. Lots of confetti. I daily work for the Netherlands Standardization Forum, my employer, and we also have a sponsor tent where I can be found, and we have free dark, nerdy internet.nl t-shirts referencing RFCs if you score 100% on our internet.nl. And tomorrow I do have a work-related talk about preventing stuff you saw in the previous slide, like using content security policy, stuff like that. So travel back to 2016. That's me, the PostgreSQL using elephant in the room. This was PGConf in Tallinn, Estonia, and I've been going to PostgreSQL Europe conferences ever since. So 2018, I had some strange issues traveling back from Lisboa, Portugal, and when the train company said, print your ticket, because the app wasn't working, I tear apart the app in Gare du Nord to find a data leak because they only checked the PNR and I could just use an email with an at sign. That was enough to pass the security check. I have some nice stuff about actually the Aztec codes, even having the old ticket information you used to have there in it. Forward to 2023, PGConf again, this time planes. Joost from the Dutch Public Broadcasting asked me about KLM Air France. They had some shortcodes. So I built some scraper, thinking it couldn't be abused. But in 100 requests, I already found two codes with personal information in it. So I presented that as a lightning talk at the CCC conference in December 2023. So maybe you see a pattern here, me using Postgres and using Bash a lot. So I got a lot of compliments for this hacking, over some beers at Codedojo Delft, which we teach kids programming. I was a bit annoyed by this because this wasn't a real hack, right? This was just some stupid lacking of access control using too little entropy. So I confessed that I always wanted to hack my local parking system in Delft for years, but I never checked it. So I promised that night over drinking beers, if I would get home, I will say start and stop, and then they would know enough. I would have hacked it. Because I had some thing in my mind, I would maybe they don't know databases that well. So this is the parking system. You need to log in with DGG, this sort of governmental thing we have in the Netherlands. And you can create sub-accounts to very easily transfer credit to. So you can make a sub-account for your spouse driving to Delft, and then she can park her car herself. And actually park in the system, not of course. The problem was I didn't say start, and I actually succeeded on my first try within 1 minute by adding, I don't know, 15 characters of Bash. But more on that later. So the challenge was not only to get free credits, but get more than allowed amount of 260 hours. So I got a new challenge, because in the system that was not allowed to have lots of credits. And then, of course, they asked me, okay, my friends, you need at least 1,000 hours to confess that you hacked it, which was actually more harder, but eventually, an hour later, I got like 1,000 parking hours. So this is very advanced what I will show you next. This is the transfer screen of the credits. You have like one account and you have like a second account. And I don't know if you ever opened the inspector of the browser. It's very advanced. So you can do something like copy as curl, right? Very advanced. And you can put this for it. Sequence 1 to 9. XARC, like send it 10 times to the server or 9. The important thing is actually the P4 here. That's to do it in parallel via curl. But when I did this, like when I did like one action, multiple 4 times or 10 times, 4 succeeded. So instead of transferring 1 minute, I had 4 minutes. Poof. But there was a bit of a problem. I ended up because of course, first you do it with a minute, then you do it with 200 hours, and they have lots of hours. But I ended up with this account that had like a negative amount of hours. And I couldn't press delete as provider. So I had a challenge again. But I used a very advanced tool. Inspector, yeah. So to very advanced thing here, very advanced. So I removed the disabled. And then I could remove my negative account. So I had some problems here, like the amount of minutes is more than the allowed thing, or yeah, you're doing stuff that shouldn't be. So I actually had some issues. I had more issues doing the 1,000 hours, so I needed more bash. Actually, to first transfer all these 200 hours to different accounts, and then at the same time, using lack of transactions again to move all these accounts, these 200 hours, to this single account to get it over the threshold. And there's some magic bash for that. So the problem is actually they don't use transactions or they don't use transactions correctly. So if you have two processes, P1 and P2, and a database, and they both get the balance, and they get a balance which is acceptable to transfer the credit, then they will transfer the balance. And they don't have any checking, because the checking was already done. But if you do it in parallel, you get free parking. So the nice thing is this system is called City Permit by a company, I don't know, they have something like the on their site, they also state they have the Veilige Stad, so secure city. And they have this city permit system, and it's actually used all over the Netherlands, apparently. So, although I have one disclaimer. I tried in Amsterdam, didn't work there. They use something else, or use something else nowadays. So, yeah, the timeline of this thing, I found the issue in December 23. I submitted it as a FEFA talk. It got accepted. I gave a presentation. FEFA is just a Delft thing, a very small thing. I submitted it to the One Conference. One Conference got rejected. I submitted it for the CCC, got rejected. So this year I submitted this as a Y. It got accepted. So then on Thursday I informed the vendor. And I got a thank you the next day from the security officer. I said this will be live streamed, and they, if they needed more information. So the timeline, One lesson from this is submit your talk to everything, because you will get rejected all the time. But and eventually, if you got accepted, at least you need to publish it to the vendor beforehand, maybe. So to wrap up, use transactions, use begin commit. Learn about isolation levels, when to use select for update, and when you don't need it. Because otherwise, your system will be screwed. And I think almost every system out there, except for financial systems, are not necessarily using transactions or are not using transactions correctly. And that wraps up my talk.
Oh, we've got time. Have you got time for a few questions?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah.
And do we, from the Signal Angel, do we have any questions for the security officer live streaming? No? So, security officer, you can ask questions. You probably have the contact details anyway. So, yeah, has anyone got any questions? I'll ask. So, how did you start playing with hacking, or just a simple tool? Would you call curl hacking really, or?
This is just Bash, right? If you know Bash and you do 10 requests, I was amazed that it was that easy. That apparently the queries are so slow that I don't need like this special setting up, preparing my connections and then having some program to actually submit them simultaneously. But I could just fork processes and easy as that. I was a bit amazed by that. I thought it would need like a bit more finesse, a bit more detail. But these all these systems are very slow. They have like, I don't know, 100 milliseconds for a database action. So you have 100 milliseconds to set up new TLS connections to fire off to the API. And yeah, these systems are slow, not using transactions.
And so, actually, would some of the web application security scanning tools have helped picked up that vulnerability and reduced it?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I don't think so. So that's why I think it's important to tell here, at least if you're developing stuff, use transactions. A lot of people are using ORM, so also not necessarily using transactions. It's a bit harder there, and a bit harder to get executed correctly. I heard of a hospital once, though, they did another trick you can also do. Only allow one write connection to your database. Then you're mutexing everything. And most of the time it's enough, right? For a small hospital, that was enough. And at least it prevents all these race conditions, these timing attacks, these transactions. It's a bit for the easy way out, just have a global mutex, one lock, and then you're fine too.
But it's a denial of service, though, isn't it? Then,
yeah, that's also. But if it's an internal system, because internal systems, you can also hit this with intentional OK use. That's a bit of the problem, and most of the time, that's when it gets fixed. If it's abusable by some third party, who will get free parking for it? Yeah, depends when it will get reported and when it will be fixed. Because
cool. Okay. Yeah. Anyone? Any other questions? And go ahead.
Thanks for your talk. What's the next target that's itching for you to check out?
Yeah, there are a few. one is I think Albert Heijn, they has like the Zegels or something. They have, and you can transfer it to somebody else. They have like the Efteling Zegels and stuff like that. I don't normally shop at Albert Heijn, but somebody gave me at least one Efteling Zegel. And I said, yeah, start doing stuff with that. So that's probably one. Probably I doubt that they fixed the Efteling Zegels to be race condition free. Another thing, my girlfriend, when she got like a locker somewhere, sometimes you have these pages, and this will tell you like, don't leave this page now, because we will do something. Like unlock a locker you just paid for. I would think those systems also do something which is not fully a transaction there, which might go wrong. So I would expect if you maybe parallel 10 requests, maybe 10 lockers will open, maybe 9 or 8. I know there are some people from Ripe sitting here. I wonder, they also have the Ripe Atlas thing. They also have credits, and you can send these credits to each other. I'm not really sure if it's open source or is it checked against race conditions, but maybe the Ripe people know. But Sorry, Atish? It's closed source. Yeah. So it's secure. Ripe system is secure.
Any other questions? No? Oh, we have one over here. Yeah.
Did you ever try hacking the parking at Delft University? At Delft University?
Did I hack something there?
Did you try the parking?
Oh, the parking. I think they introduced the parking after I studied there. But I did do some other hacking at TU Delft. But that's not race condition related. It was actually related to removing disabled stuff. So you couldn't register enroll for exams more than 3 months in advance. But it was a disabled thing, so you could remove the disable and then do it anyway. So. But I didn't look in the parking system. I think when I was studying in TU Delft, there were still driving cars at the Mekelweg. So that was a time ago. Oh, yeah. So if they have a parking system with credits where you can transfer credits, it's probably abusable. Yeah. So I think every pseudo money system is abusable. Money systems, you will check for this. Pseudo money, people don't care.
Cool. Any other questions anywhere? Oh, yep, we have one. They're always right at the opposite side, aren't they? That's all right. Interesting.
If the same with phone, if you have phone call minutes and MBs, you can transfer them also probably. For KPN, you can do that with your children. That's an interesting also one.
You can transfer credits with KPN?
Yes, like MBs and phone minutes.
Okay. I will create a kit account for my non-existing kit now. Interesting. Although I have to say, like the telecom companies are mostly, they don't do a lot of networking. They do, of course, but they're mostly a billing company concerning minutes and data stuff. So I would hope they would properly have fixed this, but I do doubt it. So I will try this. But you have an account. Maybe we can try like in an hour in a. After this talk.
Cool. Brilliant. Well, we all have lots of ideas to keep us hacking for a while. Thank you very much for a super talk.